In the headlines, two young St. Lucians will depart on a journey to China as part of a global cohort of individuals aiming to develop sustainable development strategies for the future. The provision of a new ambulance to the St. Jude Hospital has been touted as a gesture expected to significantly impact the communities being served. And UK researchers have surmised that individuals battling asthma could reduce their carbon footprint and assist in saving the environment by switching to greener medications. Details coming up.
Your support to raise funds for women living with breast cancer. Make a donation to Faces of Cancer at the cash register when you shop at Massey Stores, starting at $1 up to $200. Massey Stores will match the funds raised. This is all done to benefit
organizations like us, cancer survivors like me.
And together, we can make a difference. Terms and conditions apply.
I just looked at the insurance for the house and realized that you put the stated value to be less than half of what the realtor says it's worth.
Yeah, I did that on purpose to keep the premium down.
But you do realize that if anything happens, we could only build back half of the house, right?
Bye. Don't insure half your home. Being underinsured is as bad as not being insured. Get a certified appraiser to assess your property and make sure you insure it at the correct rebuild value. Hon, what are you doing with a tape measure?
I'm checking to see where you're going to sleep in your half a house.
Natical Insurances. Fast, fair, and always there.
Tile Up Sale is now on at the Tile Gallery. Enjoy 25% off on all of our new selection of tiles and up to 60% off on selected tiles only at the Tile Gallery. Take advantage of amazing savings. That's right, 25% off store-wide and up to 60% off on selected tiles. Visit the Tile Gallery at M&C Home Depot, Wadawash, today.
Special on at all M&C Home Depot locations.
And now with the details of the news, I am Kiba Talium. Two young St. Lucians will depart on a journey to Shenzhen, China in coming days as part of a global cohort of individuals aiming to develop sustainable development strategies for the future. Unleash is a global innovation lab established to develop fresh approaches to the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. The 2030 Agenda seeks to address some 17 goals, namely no poverty, zero hunger, good health and well-being, quality education, gender equality, clean water and sanitation, affordable and clean energy, decent work and economic growth, industry, innovation and infrastructure, reduced inequality, sustainable cities and communities, responsible consumption and production, climate action, life below water, life on land, peace and justice, strong institutions and partnerships to achieve the goal. Participating in a personal capacity, development communication specialist Alicia Ali joins the ranks of 2017 Denmark attendees Jonathan Chalry and Christy Butcher, as well as 2018 Singapore participant Laura John. 2019 participant Chelsea Foster will also be attending in her capacity as founder of Girls of a Feather, a group designed to assist with the personal development of young women and girls. Expressing excitement at her imminent departure, Ms. Ellie detailed the process leading to her acceptance for this year's summit.
Well, actually, it was a friend of mine who lives in Canada. He heard about Unleash through one of the previous participants, Jonathan Chalry. They were in the same year at FNC. And he immediately sent me a WhatsApp message, and he was like, apply for this. There was just no question about it. He said to me I had to apply, and he bugged me until I submitted my application for Unleash. And for me, I remember my friend Christy Butcher had taken part in 2017 when Unleash was held in Denmark, and she had mentioned to me, you know, this was something that I would be interested in and something that I would be able to make a significant contribution, not only to St. Lucia, but to the Caribbean region and the rest of the world as well.
Ms. Ali also outlined her expectations for participation.
I am quite looking forward to giving my contribution and my perspective, I'll be participating in the SDG 13 track, that's the Sustainable Development Goal 13, which is climate action, but more specifically, I will be working on disaster preparedness management and mitigation. And having been a NEMO volunteer for quite some time, it's been over a decade, and also working with the government of St. Lucia and in the media for the past 12, 13 years, it is an important subject for me. I'm looking forward to giving my contribution, my experience, my skills, my expertise, but more importantly, I am looking forward to all the other perspectives from participants the world over. We have been communicating via social media, and it is such an exciting and energetic group of people, and I'm looking forward to meeting all of them, exchanging ideas, and coming up with new and innovative solutions to the 2030 agenda.
Describing the opportunity as one which allows participants to positively impact their community, Ali encouraged individuals to participate.
I'd never intended to apply for Unleash. It was something that happened within my network, and it's a wonderful opportunity, just the application process. I would advise any person, any young person, any young at heart person, to just give it a shot. We always complain in the Caribbean that there are a lack of opportunities. I don't think it's a lack of opportunities in so much as we don't know where to find these opportunities. Unleash has become such a global phenomenon that not only benefits you as an individual, but you help your community. And I'm not talking about your district or your city or even your country. I'm talking about your world community. And this is your opportunity to make a difference, have a legacy, put your stamp on something.
Development Communication Specialist Alicia Ali. Ms. Ali will depart for the southeastern Chinese city on Sunday, November 3rd. The provision of a new ambulance to the St. Jude Hospital has been touted as a gesture expected to significantly impact the communities being served. The vehicle was provided through efforts of the management and board of directors of the institution as a means of improving the emergency medical service available. Commenting on the gesture, chairman of the St. Jude Hospital board, Mr. Wayne Harrow, expressed the hope that the ambulance would be put to efficient use.
The ambulance is high-tech. It is fitted with all necessary gadgets needed to make an appropriate functional machine. It will be used for hospital-to-hospital transfers, hospital-to-home transfers, and will assist when necessary with emergency and mass casualty and mass events.
Officer in charge at the St. Jude Hospital, Dr. Sylvester Fassois, expressed appreciation and gratitude for the ambulance, which will better serve the people in the community.
An ambulance is a daily need, and with this addition to our fleet, I am happy that we can respond to the multiple needs that we get, multiple requests for transfers, requests for home deliveries, or should I say, taking patients home, and it will go a long way to ensure that we provide the quality of service that our clientele, the population, has come to expect.
Emergency room specialist at the St. Jude Hospital, Dr. Patrick Joseph. Dr. Sylvester Fassois. West Indies women will engage their Indian counterparts at the Sir Vivian Richards Grounds this afternoon at 1:30 p.m. in the first match of the ODI series, playing their second on Sunday at the same venue before moving on to St. Lucia. For the details on this series, here is Joseph Fred Sperera.
Well, this one-day international between the West Indies women and India will be all part of the Antigua independence celebrations. In fact, there's a festival of food just outside the Sir Vivian Richards Stadium prior to the start of the match at 1:30. And the organizers are hoping with the government of Antigua that the persons attending the food festival will then go into the ground and form part of the ambiance. It will be free of charge as a special concession by the West Indies Board, and they are hoping that the Indians, who have won the last five ODIs against the West Indies women, will see a better performance by the West Indies team, captained by Stephanie Taylor, but without the personality of Haley Matthews, who suspended for the two matches in Antigua. When they finish the two matches in Antigua, they come on to St. Lucia, and they play next Saturday, and they play next Sunday at the Darren Sammy. And the charges will be, in fact, $10 for St. Lucians going in. Seniors will be allowed free of charge, and the West Indies Board and the St. Lucia Cricket Association is really hoping that, as people turn out to watch CPL, families will come out maybe on the weekend to watch West Indies versus India. And Haley Matthews, the West Indies batting star, will be playing in the St. Lucia two matches after being suspended for an incident in Antigua during the Australian tour. So the West Indies women begin this afternoon, and then it will be St. Lucia's turn to turn up and support the West Indies team when they get here for next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, two ODIs.
That was Joseph Redsparrow. UK researchers have surmised that individuals battling asthma could reduce their carbon footprint and assist in saving the environment by switching to greener medications. Making the swap is said to have as big an eco impact as turning vegetarian or becoming an avid recycler, as some inhalers release greenhouse gases linked to global warming. Members of the Cambridge University research team stated that patients must check with a doctor before changing medication. Some patients will not be able to switch and should not be made to feel guilty, they added, and pharmaceutical companies should also look at ways to reduce the carbon footprint of the inhalers they produce. According to the BBC, there are more than 5 million people with asthma within the UK. The research looked at the environmental impact of different inhaler medications prescribed to patients in England. In 2017, approximately 50 million inhalers were prescribed. 7 out of every 10 of them were metered-dose inhalers, the type that contain greenhouse gases. The gas is used as a propellant to squirt the medication out of the inhaler. Metered-dose inhalers account for nearly 4% of NHS greenhouse gas emissions, experts have stated. Now to the regional developments brought to you with the kind compliments of Tire Zone.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195 and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
This is the Carib Update News Service. I'm Wendy Chateau reporting. Anti-government protests in Antigua as that country observes its independence. This is the big story we're tracking this hour on Friday, November 1st, 2019. Details of this story and more straight ahead. Now for the details. Antigua celebrates its 38th independence anniversary Friday with the traditional parade and a food fair. But taking center stage was an anti-government protest in St. John's on the eve of the observance. A broad coalition of groups under the banner of the Faithful Nations staged the second street protest in as many weeks against the Gaston Brown administration. Dr. Cleon Athill, the leader of the pressure group, the movement, was one of the main organizers.
Because Antigua and Barbuda are finally waking up to realize that Gaston Brown is a bully and they will not be bullied anymore.
The leader of the main opposition United Progressive Party, Harold Lovell, says people there are growing wary about some of the government's policies.
And so today we are protesting against the rampant self-enrichment schemes led by the Prime Minister, Gaston Brown. We're here to protest protest the giveaway of our cruise boat. We are here to protest Guana Island to Yida, whereby they are a state within a state.
Lovell said delayed payments to pensioners are a big issue.
We have pensioners in this march who on the last day of this month up to now have not been paid their pension.
Jamal Pringle, the opposition leader, also joined the march.
Can't afford for the government to continue to treat our pensioners with such disrespect. At the end of the month, they cannot be paid.
I'm the proprietor of the Captain's Table Seafood Restaurant. I've not been paid my pension for 5 months, and I need my money.
Prime Minister Gaston Brown, who returned to power a year and a half ago with a strong mandate, has frowned at the protests, calling it an unfaithful act at a time when the nation is observing its independence. Bank branches in territories from Grenada to Dominica to St. Kitts, which Thursday operated on the Bank of Nova Scotia brand, will reopen Friday as Republic Bank. All islands in the Eastern Caribbean, other than Antigua, have given the go-ahead for Republic Bank to take over the Scotia operations. The sale of the branches was frowned upon, particularly in Antigua and also Guyana, where the Canadian bank has since changed its mind on leaving the market. Scotia's executives have said that the lender is focusing on bulking up in the countries where its operations are strongest, Canada, the United States, and four key markets in Latin America. This week, high-level officials of Scotiabank visited the St. Kitts capital, Basseterre, to finalize matters there relating to the wrap-up of their operations. While in St. Kitts and Nevis, the visiting officials, Stephen Bangnerol, Senior Vice President and Managing Director of Scotiabank Trinidad and Tobago, and David Parks, Managing Director for the Eastern Caribbean, called on Prime Minister Dr. Timothy Harris. The Trinidad-based Republic Financial Holdings Limited announced in November of 2018 that it had entered into an agreement to acquire Scotiabank's banking operations in 9 Caribbean territories, namely St. Martin, Anguilla, Antigua and Barbuda, Dominica, Grenada, Guyana, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The St. Kitts and Nevis government has deported 49 Haitians, sending them back to their country on a chartered flight. The Haitians were part of 2 separate groups that arrived there in recent days on boats. Okimani St. Jean reports.
A St. Kitts Nevis government statement said 15 Haitian migrants were detained 2 Sundays ago after arriving there by boat and attempted to check into a hotel without going through immigration. The migrants reportedly claimed they had sailed from Dominica, where they had been living, and were hoping to get to French St. Martin. A week ago, according to official accounts, the St. Kitts Nevis Coast Guard rescued another set, 34 Haitians, from a boat reported to be in distress. The Dutch Coast Guard, which was patrolling nearby St. Martin and was first on the scene, radioed the St. Kitts Nevis Coast Guard and requested its assistance in rescuing the migrants and taking them to safety to the nearest port, which was Basseterre, St. Kitts, in accordance with international standards. Officials say that boat was being captained by a national from Dominica who had been convicted previously for drugs, firearms, and smuggling in his homeland. The man, whose name has not been given, remains detained in Basseterre. I am Kimani Seja reporting for Carib Updates Primetime Caribbean.
This is Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service. In more news, 2 Vincentian men are in custody in Kingstown, awaiting an extradition hearing in connection with their alleged robbery of a credit union in Grenada. The 2 men, Anley Brown and High Parsons, both 23, appeared at the Serious Offences Court in the Vincentian capital on Thursday. Chief Magistrate Rachim Brown ordered that they be remanded in custody pending their extradition hearing. The men are alleged to have robbed the Carriacou branch of the Grenada Union of Teachers Credit Union of an undisclosed sum of money around 8:30 a.m. on October 11. It is believed the men got to the Grenada Ward Island on the Southern Grenadine chain via speedboats. The men were arrested in St. Vincent last Friday. Grenada's main opposition National Democratic Congress could have a new political leader on Sunday. The delegates of the party are expected to vote in a new executive, with word that former Education Minister Franca Bernardine is the favorite to become the new leader. There has been speculation that former leader Nazim Burke will seek to make a return, but General Secretary Glenn Noel says that won't happen.
The last I heard and the last conversation with Nazim Burke, I can say safely that he's not preparing to offer himself up in this convention as the leader of the party. So that's just a rumor created deliberately by opponents of Nazim Burke. And of course, persons who are not in love with the NDC party.
The NDC has been without an elected political leader since Burke resigned in 2019. Following Burke's resignation, the party appointed Joseph Andel as interim political leader. In an interview with Carib Update News on Thursday, Andel would not say if he will be vying for a position.
I am not going to let anything whatsoever out of the bag at this point in time.
He also refused to speculate on who the new leader should be.
So a number of names have been bandied about. You hear people saying, Nas want to make a comeback. You hear some people saying it should be Franca. Some people saying give Proceda a chance. Some people saying Claudette is young and promising. Some people saying Andel should continue. So there's a lot of speculation, and it will all be put to rest on Sunday, November 3rd.
But Noel acknowledged that Bernardine is among those who could be leader.
Yes, certainly Franca Bernardine is one of the persons, the forerunner as far as the party leader is concerned, but that will be up to the convention.
This has been another edition of Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service, the Caribbean's newsroom. I am Wendy Chateau.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
To end the news, a recap of the headlines. Two young St. Lucians will depart on a journey to China in coming days as part of a global cohort of individuals aiming to develop sustainable development strategies. The provision of a new ambulance to the St. Jude Hospital has been touted as a gesture expected to significantly impact the communities being served. And UK researchers have surmised that individuals battling asthma could reduce their carbon footprint and assist in saving the environment by switching to greener medications. This has been the Midday News Edition. I am Kiba Talium. Good afternoon.